So, Stuart, first of all, then let's talk injuries. Sam Hutchinson, do you have an SP as to how long he's going to be unavailable for?
Yeah, he saw the specialist yesterday. It's not good news. It's not his old injury. It's a new injury in the knee. The specialist has looked at the scans and examined his knee. You're probably looking at a timescale of 2 months that Sam's going to be out for with this new injury. He's delighted that, because he's first and foremost, he thought it was the old injury, but no, it's a new injury in the knee. So he's going to be a while getting him back, so we've just got to move on.
That's a blow, isn't it, to lose a player of that ability?
Any player at the football club, players don't want to be in that treatment room. So it's disappointing, but that's the hand we've been dealt, and we've got to get on with it.
Obviously, you go through the stringent medical processes and getting him in, but he's had some real injury problems this year, hasn't he?
Well, when we do sign players, they have a medical, and obviously Sam had this history of this knee problem. Straight away on Saturday, we thought it was his old knee injury. The surgeon who did the operation examined him the other day, yesterday, said no, that's fine. It's just been unfortunate. It could have been Sam. It could have been anybody. So our thoughts are with him. We just wish him a speedy recovery. But it's going to be a long process for him.
What about some of the others? Buxton, how's he coming along?
Well, I saw him out on the training pitch today, but he didn't join in with the big group, so he's trained with the physios. So I'd imagine early next week, hopefully, he's going to be back in training.
Right. And Lavery, just as a final one, injury-wise, how's he?
He's had his meeting with his specialist, and the specialist delighted, so we can increase his workload. At the moment, I think he's on the Alter G in the gym, just running, but... But again, it's a while before he's going to be joining the main group.
Anybody else from the other night who's just a doubt for the weekend?
No. Everybody's fine, I think. Yeah, that's it.
Everybody's fine. Yeah. So, the loan signing, this striker, how's that coming along?
Bit of good news and bad news. Good news is one club that we've heard from contacted today was to let me know, but the other bad news is the player doesn't want to come out. He wants to fight for his place at the club he's at, which is understandable. He thinks he's got an opening at the club, so he just wants to stay there. The manager's disappointed. He felt it was right for him to come out, but the individual didn't want to come out.
So where does this leave you then? You're looking for that player. You're looking for a player. Do you have plan B, C, and D?
Yeah, like as you said to you there, that we'd hopefully teed up. We'd had conversations with a couple of clubs regarding both their players. One's come back to yesterday to me and said, look, the boy doesn't want to come out. And I'm waiting to hear again today.
Right. It's frustrating, isn't it? So this is over several weeks now. We've come here armed with questions about asking you about this striker. It's dragging on a long time.
Well, not your players. That's what you can't control. If we had a big enough squad, a bigger budget, it would probably help us to have that bit of strength and quality and depth. But at this moment, no, it's not just me, it's part and parcel. At the end of the day, the individual at the football club is entitled to want to stay and fight for his place instead of just coming out and playing some football.
Do you think, hope, that this phone call will be returned so that the player can be in for the weekend?
Well, you keep trying and just hope that it's going to happen. More often than not, I think their club was off yesterday and the manager was off, so... Just waiting maybe for my phone to ring. So it does sound like a broken record at this moment because you keep asking the question and I'll probably keep giving the same answer. But we'll just keep trying and trying.
Is this second player of the Premier League as well? Or is he at a Premier League club?
He is at a Premier League club.
Right. Is he somebody at the experienced end of the market? I'm starting to fish now, if you can't tell. Is he a young kid? What's he like?
Well, there's no point in asking me the question because it's hypothetical. When we get him in, then obviously we've got something to announce.
Moving on to perhaps existing strikers or maybe goals. Defensively, superb. Goals, not as much. What can the existing players do to get Wednesday moving on that front?
Keep reproducing and on the training pitch, game scenario situations. Like I keep saying, is that when I put on a session, forwards will test defenders and defenders have to test forwards. And at the moment, yeah, we're not conceding many. I'd be more concerned if we weren't creating chances. At the moment, we are. The opposition keeper's pulling off some good saves. But just got to keep plugging away, keep believing. It'll happen in games that some days they'll fly in for you and some days they won't. Unfortunately, we're just not getting that break in front of goal at the moment.
I was going to say, I mean, at times, does it appear like it is the service or the chances not being taken?
Bit of both, really. I would say I don't think we've probably got players at this club that probably just need one chance and they bury it, because more often than not they're playing at Manchester City's and Manchester United's and Chelsea. So we're having to create a lot of chances to hopefully to get our noses in front. We've had a couple of games where we've got our noses in front. The only thing we haven't done is got the second goal to give us that little bit of breathing space. I think back to Leeds United going 1-0 up, same against Ipswich. But we just need that second goal, and then sometimes, as we've seen before, the lads have defended fantastically well, but we just need to maybe give the defence something to hang on to as well.
May and Newey have done reasonably well. Their record stands up at the moment, but I suppose it's about everybody else, isn't it, chipping in?
Rightly so. I think we probably had more shots than Brentford did the other night. I'm not too sure what the corner count is, but I think we had more corners. We've got free kicks, so again, Leeds goes up, Leuven's goes up, Mattock goes up, Buxton's been going up, so they've got an opportunity to get on the end of things. Deliveries have been good, so, but like I say, the hardest part again football is putting that ball in the back of the net, and we're just struggling a little bit at the moment.
I know you obviously have the main two, or apparent main two. As you deliberate about these things, do you look at changing how you do things going forward to maybe enable the side to start to get these goals?
No, we just keep recreating game situations. One thing we do know, the more we can get the ball between them posts, 90% of the goals are scored on a one-touch finish. So we do crossing and finishing on a regular basis. The players are working hard and working the socks off, and we put on sessions that are realistic, and we just want them to grab that opportunity. Now, can you recreate 20,000 at Hillsborough at the training ground? Well, we can create the scenario, but it's just, again, that keeps saying to the players that they've been in this situation 100 times before. It's just a case of relaxing, concentrating on that last touch of the ball, which is the most important.
Because the thing you don't want it to become is a confidence issue, do you? They don't want to feel as though, oh, hell, I've got a chance here, and then they're going to blow it, aren't they?
No, I don't think my forwards are like that. They just want chances. We've just got to create chances. But like you say, I've got to get players scoring goals from all parts of the field.
And as it is, New You and May at the moment, do you persist with those? Because like we said, you've got options. You've potentially got Maguire. There's obviously Medine, etc.
I don't know if you were at the Watford game. Obviously, I started with Gary and Stevie May. In the end, I've chased the game the other night. I thought it was a game there to go and win. We'd sort of they started very brightly first 10, 15 minutes, and then we've dominated the play. And same again, second half. But I just felt it was there to go and win it. So I've ended up with three forwards. I've ended up with Maguire on. I've ended up with Royston on. So. And then we've had a great opportunity probably to win it in the 92nd, third minute with Royston's free kick. He's worked the keeper. Now, on another day, it might pop off the keeper, and we've got forwards that can go and tap it in. So it wasn't for the want of trying and wanting to win the game, but sometimes, again, it's just not your day.
I was going to mention Drenthe today, given his CV, of course, and his arrival, who's going to get some attention. Is he starting to show a semblance of form now after maybe getting to fitness?
Yeah, when he first came to the club from Reading, he hadn't played any football. I don't think he'd had a proper pre-season. But Royston can give us that little bit of quality. But at the moment, he's been doing it as an impact. I think his very first game he was involved was probably Bolton away, and he could have probably had a hat-trick in the first 10 minutes that he came on. But Royston, again, has to transfer what he does at the training ground to transfer onto a match situation. So he'll come into my thoughts, but not only Royston, there's other players in the club as well.
Do you feel he is fit enough to start and potentially play 90 minutes then?
He's getting there.
Right, because he is a player who's started to catch the eye, I suppose, right now, given the incident you've just mentioned there and the fact that he started to test players.
Well, again, not being disrespectful, sometimes it's easy to come on when you're 2-0 down. Watford last week maybe took the foot off the gas a little bit. But I thought we dominated possession when he did come on. He was the only one that looked like was going to score and create a chance for us. But he's getting very, very close to starting for this football club.
I must just ask before we move on, Gary Medine on social networks, I know we brought this up with you after the Brentford game, posted alluding to him not playing the other night or not starting the other night. Have you had a word with him since?
Well, all the players know their responsibilities. We have meetings with the PFA, the FA at the start of the season regarding Twitter and Facebook. But I don't think I think some, too many people are probably reading into what you actually put on that. So we've had a conversation within the football club, and it was nothing to do about team selection.
Norwich as a challenge.
Okay.
Not yet. I'll let you know.
Okay.
So Norwich then next as a challenge. What do you make of them?
Well, fantastic squad. It just shows with this championship, really. At the moment, there's probably Bournemouth, probably Wolves are probably the most consistent that are winning games. At the moment, there's ourselves, there's Forest, and even now Norwich are just drawing games. So, but with their squad and the quality of strength and depth they have, they've got the parachute payment from last season. They've started very well, but they've just suddenly forgot how to win games of football, a bit like ourselves. So it'll be a tough test. This will be the first, another one of the top six we will have faced. So it's been a strong start or a difficult start for us, but we've shown against the top teams we can get a result.
What are their particular strengths then right now?
Well, overall, from back to front, they've got an outstanding goalkeeper. And then they've got the boy Jerome up front, they've got Houlihan, they've got Redmond, I could go on and on. They've got international players, probably, they've got Premier League players, and at this moment it's probably they're getting adjusted to the Championship, but they will definitely be there or thereabouts at the end of the season as well.
It's odd with them, isn't it? Because you can perhaps say, well, Fulham, it's a tough life in the Championship, they've struggled and arguably getting better now. They started off like a house on fire and have dipped in the last four matches.
I think Fulham changed so many personnel, whereas Norwich can afford to keep the players, and well, it just shows last week they just let the boy Basson go out on loan to Watford, so it just shows the strength and depth that they have.
Big test, isn't it, when you go up against them? People always bring up money, don't they? When you as a side that hasn't been in the Premier League for such a long time, that doesn't have that Premier League payment behind them.
Well, it does come with its pressures, but one thing you do know is they can, if ourselves or Norwich or a Fulham are in for a player, unfortunately we get blown out of the water regarding salaries and transfer fees.
Just finally then, obviously the run of form is as it is, but in terms of wins, how is it important that you get back on the wagon soon, because you don't want to let this decent start taper off?
No, but be all end all is, as we know, that... As daft as it sounds, you're probably best winning two and losing two rather than drawing the four, because it just shows how tight this division is. And you get back-to-back wins, and like I say, probably only Bournemouth and Wolves are showing that consistency in getting 3 points on the board, because it's an important part. Probably not so far at the moment, but we're getting to that stage where it's important that you get threes on the board. But the most important thing is getting our home form sorted. One thing I do know is that... on Saturday, the boys are trying desperately hard to get that win for the fans.
Why do you think it's panned out as it has then? You know, away from home, good record to date, just the one win at Hillsborough.
Well, anything like it, sometimes away from home, team set up to come and counter-attack, and the onus is on you to... It's what you do with the possession. I keep saying if we can have around about 55 or 60% possession, it's what you do then. Getting into them final thirds of the pitch, which is the most important part of the pitch, is getting your goals tally up to the attempts up to 15 and 20, to providing services. We need to provide better service for Hattie, Stevie May and the Gary Medines that are on the pitch. And like I say, the most important thing is getting them wins. And we've worked hard at Brentford the other day, getting a point, which was a good result in the end. But we've got to back that up with 3 points at home.